This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Are things settling down? I don't know, but we do know that some of the sheriffs around town, guess what? They're getting the message loud and clear. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva. MS-13, anyone? Announced he will no longer order that gun stores be temporarily closed during the coronavirus pandemic. Shocking. He's the guy who let 1,700 criminals out of jail. Sure, just let them out, you know. Because, you know, we don't want them infecting anybody in the prison with coronavirus. We'll just let them run around and, you know, infect people in the general community. That's the way you, and then, of course, what his idea of an ideal community under the coronavirus situation, I guess, is as these infected criminals are running around on the street infecting other people, you know, guess what? They're probably more inclined to do more crime with other people's guns. Because, you know, as criminals go, criminals don't need a CCW. No, why would they need a CCW? Criminals are free to do whatever they want to do. Actually, out here in California, if you haven't heard, homeless people and criminals have the same rights. And they're the rights that you and I don't have. They're trying to take away all of our constitutional rights, but homeless people and criminals get all the rights in the world. Now, that's the way to do business, huh? So anyway, in the midst of all this, he says, oh, good people, law-abiding citizens cannot go down and get a gun. They cannot go down and get ammunition. They cannot go down and defend themselves. They cannot. They're supposed to be disarmed and defenseless. And by the way, if you show up and you try and knock on the door to get in there, they're gonna arrest you. that's the mentality that we have out here in California. It's kind of upside down, but, you know, isn't that the dystopia that we live in? Now, all of a sudden, he has said that they can reopen again for a second time, believe it or not. Says, for the second time, he said that gun stores could reopen after ordering them to close twice since Tuesday. He had previously deemed them non-essential, saying that panic buying produced long lines and could be a safety hazard to the public. You know, all those law-abiding citizens that are trying to follow the law and get their background checked and purchase ammunition after having all to go through the hoops with the IDs and everything else and get authorization from the government to have something that's basically your Second Amendment right. They're going to wait in line and they're going to become a public safety hazard. I guess they're going to play cowboys and Indians while they're waiting, right? Maybe they have some guns and they want to shoot everybody and have mass shootings right there. These law-abiding citizens. Last time I checked, it's the criminals, you know, the same ones that were let out of prison. Those kind of guys that usually get a hold of guns illegally, but I guess it's legal in California to do that, right? I'm a little confused, aren't you? Villanueva said that the most recent decision stems from an advisory memorandum issued by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Saturday that said workers supporting the firearms and ammunition industry were included in the list of essential critical infrastructure workers. Now, this is basically the local level sheriff playing God over the Second Amendment. That's what this is. Taking away your rights. Yeah. That's exactly what he's doing. It's taking away your rights. You know, in fact, I got to play this little clip. This is something that I like to play. It's sort of necessary right now about public officials, basically. And that's really, I think, what it comes down to is what are public officials supposed to do? This is the introduction of the third hour template that we have. And I'm going to play this. So just listen to what is said in this template. You tell me this isn't what should be going on. Right now, here we go. We're going to plug it in and play it. Give me a second here. Here we go.
Away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook. It's going to come to my door because if my dogs don't get him, and there's only one thing that I'm afraid of.
All right, here we go.
Network.
This is the lady talking to her city council.
9-3-0.
Listen carefully, Villanueva. This is you.
Only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
Yeah, that's what it is, isn't it? It's their job to protect our civil rights. Shocking. Shocking. That's they take an oath of office, don't they? You know, I guess it's just a mystery why we can't get this oath of office thing taken care of, huh? Just an absolute mystery is why we can't support our people. Oh, it's a public safety hazard. Really? What about the criminals? Are they public safety hazard? No, they're not. No, listen, they're geared up, man. They've got the coronavirus. They're good to go. Get them out on the street. Sure, we don't want them inside the prisons. They might infect more prisoners. And then, you know, the bigger problem, we have to release them too. Shocking. Shocking we could have something like that. That's the mentality out here in California with certain sheriffs. Not all sheriffs. There's 52 counties in California, and the vast majority of sheriffs in California are constitutional, law-abiding sheriffs. And they're looking out for their people in their counties, not like this scumbag, this Alex Villanueva. He's a complete scumbag. And he's reeling in all this because the federal government had to come in and tell him, hey, guess what? Firearms and ammunition industry, they're included in the list of essential critical infrastructure workers because it's the Second Amendment, stupid. Well, you're getting more blood going here. Nothing like getting a little bit of blood going so early in the morning. I know it's just a little bit after 9 o'clock, but, you know, we're getting there. We're getting there. We're just getting warmed up because, you know, dystopia is all around. I know in other states that other sheriffs are trying to do the same thing. We've got all this stuff going on in other states, and we'll be talking about it too. But I just thought we might want to open up with a little bit of a Second Amendment burst their bubble. The federal government has to basically come in, and he's abiding by the federal government guidelines. See, this is he is supposed to be abiding by his own guidelines. He should know. He took an oath to protect and defend the constitutional rights of all people in L.A. County, and he's not doing it. He's taking an oath, apparently, to protect all the rights of all the criminals and make sure that all law-abiding citizens are turned into criminals. So I guess the gig is everybody throw away the law, become criminals, and you have more rights. Become homeless people, and you have more rights. You have freedom to move about, and you can associate. Did you know that? If you're a criminal, you can actually have and conduct a religious sermon right there on the streets. You can gather as many people as close as you want to gather them, and you can pray, baby. You can pray. Yeah. And the coronavirus hoax continues. Where are all the people that are supposed to be in the hospital? Well, they aren't around. They're at home healing. Bye.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back.
We're back
screaming at you. No, we're not going to scream today. No screamers. Used to tell my daughter when she was growing up, kids, you know, they get into these phases of growth and development, especially at the early age. I guess they want to test out the system, you know. Are all these components, do the fingers work? Do the knees work? Do the ankles work? Can I wiggle my toes? You know, as they grow, of course, every day it's just a new experience, right? When you're especially rapidly growing, when let's say you're from three to seven. And I remember she used to go, now she hates it when I talk about her on the radio, but that's why she's a wonderful person, of course. She's now an adult. She can handle it. She can handle the adult talk. Anyway, but she would go through this screaming thing. I don't know, is it girls learn to scream and they just, it's... It was like she was conditioning and learning screaming, you know. And she'd test it out on Dad all the time. You know, like just out of nowhere. She had something happen on TV. I'm like, going, God, what is going on? So I said, no screamers. That's the comment I'd always make. I'd look at her and said, no screamers. Real sternly, you know. She'd scream back, you know, defiant little child, you know. Just what you want, screamers. In your ears. Anyway, so much for that. Many, many years ago, by the way. Many years ago. We used to live in Apple Valley, California. We used to live right down the street from Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. Believe it or not, yeah. That's where our house was. Right across, well, they were on the other side of the street, but down the street. And Roy Rogers, you know, Trigger, the horse, the stuffed horse and all that. I guess the museum, it closed in Apple Valley and moved to Tennessee. I thought it was Nashville. I don't know where it was. They felt a little bit more comfortable out there because they saw it back in the day what was going on in California. And you know, many of the early Californians from the last century, so to speak, they had a great time in California. But then all of a sudden they saw the change coming, I think, in the 80s and 90s, of course. I think that's really when they left was at that time. A lot of people started to figure it out, you know. California is all of a sudden becoming a dictatorship and run by the communist base. And now it's a full-on communist state, of course. Everybody who lives here kind of under, well, not everybody. Of course, there's a lot of people that are communists who think that living in communism is okay. Shocking. We haven't gotten to the mass roundups yet, but they're getting there. They're getting there. But this is a big win about this whole sheriff in Los Angeles County all of a sudden having to take a knee, bend and take a knee to Donald Trump. You know, I wonder if they listened to this radio show and they heard of my complaints about Villanueva. And all of a sudden they came out with this little directive. I'm just saying. I know there's certain cause and effects about this radio show that sometimes... Anyway, so a memorandum says... This is what came out of the article. It says, Villanueva said, this is Epoch Times, said that the most recent decision stems from an advisory memorandum issued by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Saturday. Well, maybe so. They heard our complaints about this. Because, you know, he's like the only... it's kind of interesting. Now, because we covered this, and there was an article... Okay, I'm reading something here. A source is sending me something. Okay, now I remember. This was just Thursday. Thursday we reported this. Maybe we didn't report it. Now we can report it. I will report it. Somebody showed up to talk to Alex on apparently Thursday of last week. Somebody in a very high position, a U.S. Marshal actually. And all of a sudden, there was a change of heart for Alex Villanueva. Sheriff, of course. So when the U.S. Marshal shows up at your door and you're a sheriff, and they're saying, ah, we think you got something a little misaligned, Alex. And say hallelujah, Brother Alex. I think there was a say hallelujah moment for Brother Alex. That's okay. I'm reminding myself of my own story, but somebody else is reminding me also. See, there are people out there that are listening and know these things. So, yes, that was last Thursday. We actually reported that Alex Villanueva had a change of heart. So this is what they said the second time. Okay, maybe I'm missing something here because I know he closed the first time and opened them up, and then all of a sudden now he closed them, and then he reopened them, and they reopened them based upon, I think, that conversation that they had, and then followed up with this letter that came out from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Saturday. So, you know, there are things going on behind the scenes. I mean, I'll be perfectly blunt. The people that I talk to in Washington, and by the way, if you're worried about we have to get the final checking on this. I might be a little bit premature. Nancy Pelosi is is out there trying to run another bill, basically a relief bill. It's in this bill, a bill number four, as they call it. And we have already gotten some of the intelligence on this. This is where she's going to, again, apparently, reintroduce the whole thing about ballot harvesting. Now, you may recall, it was last Tuesday or whenever it was before they were going to vote on the bill. We spent the better part of a day talking to our people in Washington, D.C., because, you know, we are New California Movement, and people are actually listening to us in Washington, D.C., go figure. And so we were on the phone for the better part of the day with people saying, do not allow this to go through with all this ballot harvesting business. And, you know, this is the whole thing where they go out and they pre-mark ballots, and they can do this, by the way. They can pre-mark ballots, and it's the old-fashioned ballot stuffing. Everybody else realizes this is ballot stuffing is what they realize. And so anyway, Nancy Pelosi, we have it in California. For those of you that don't remember, we have this in California where they actually stuff the ballots, called ballot harvesting. See, if you harvest, it sounds like, oh, good wholesome food, right? Well, it's really good wholesome cheating is what it is. But other states do not ballot harvest, but what they do is they can actually pick up ballots from elderly people, so they can go to their house and pick up their ballots for them, right? So you lose the chain of custody if you have a mail-in ballot, or you don't want to have your ballot picked up or take your ballot to the post office and mail it, or you don't want to go to the polls. These people, they're volunteers, right? They will collect your ballot. Of course, your ballot may never get there. Or in some places, you know, like what happened in the last election, which was kind of cute, you had certain districts, their ballots just weren't picked up to be voted or tabulated. So if you have a predominantly, let's say you're in a 50-50 district, 50% Republican, 50% Democrat, and they decided they didn't want your ballots, they just wouldn't pick them up because, you know, especially it always was a Republican-leaning, you know, polling station, right? Because by districts they can figure out who's Republican, who's Democrat. So we started hearing about that. They just don't pick up the ballots to count them. So what they do is they substitute their own. They'll bring in, they'll harvest their own ballots, and, oh, here's those ballots. Go ahead and count them. So that keeps their count correct and all this other good stuff. But, of course, we found out from the last election that there were a lot of dead people, you know, several million people. That was, again, the help from Linda Payne and Judicial Watch, who filed that lawsuit. And they cleansed several counties, including Los Angeles County, of about 7 million people off the voter rolls. Now, that's a help. That's the thing in the right direction, but you got the ballot harvesting thing going on. And like what happened in Orange County, you had like seven people in the congressional districts, and these seven people, on the night of the election, they were winning. And, of course, by morning, they were all losing. And that's because these ballot harvesters were delivering additional ballots to the polling station to be counted. Oh, really? You know, who are these people, and where those ballots come from? Well, they harvested them, silly. These are the pre-marked ones. We need more votes over here for the Democrats. Take them over there, and that's what they did. That's ballot harvesting.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
So I'm looking up the name Villain Wave because it sounds like new villain. I mean, villain, you know, the, you know. Villain, V-I-L-L-A-N, but then there's it's not real, well, it's binomial nomenclature, but it's Villa Nueva, not Villain Nueva. There's no other N, there's not two N's. If there's two N's there, I'd say, shocking, we've got ourselves somebody who opposes the hero, a villain. Well, but, you know, villain is in his name, right? It's just sort of a logical thing, right? So looking at family histories, we find out that you're safe. I mean, Villain Nueva does not mean that, you know, he's a villain or he's opposing the hero, purportedly. Well, I don't know, law-abiding citizen, he sure seems like he's opposing law-abiding citizens, right? I mean, why would you pick a fight with law-abiding citizens? And the people who want to support you, by the way, with, you know, see, like where I live, if you're on the CCW list, you're part of the constabulary of the county. That's the way they look at you. You know, we interviewed at the Tea Party one of the sheriffs, and actually a couple of sheriffs, two sheriffs, and we asked them that question: what happens if there's civil strife going on, and what do you do? And well, you know, what if you know, where do you don't have a militia? What do you do? And he, one of them said, "Well, I, I open up my right-hand drawer, and on top I got a thick binder, and I start calling everybody on that list. Everybody looked around, what's that list? He says, well, that's my list of CCWs. I swear them in. They become part of the, you know, become part of our sheriff's posse. That's it. I said that the people are trained. They have good guns. They have multiple guns. They're all trained in the guns. They have licenses. You know, they've had the specific training, you know, the background checked already. Why would I want to recruit a new army when I've got a standing army right here in the county, like, you know, about 5,000 to 10,000 people? And we're going, yeah, that's our kind of sheriff. See, this is the kind of sheriff you want, right? Who wants you to be armed and protecting them. You know, one time I had an opportunity. I'm not going to say where. You know, I reported this. Some people may recall this story. Certainly New Californians in Yellow Vest remember this story. Anyway, the situation was that I had an opportunity to stand with, and I had pictures with, San Francisco PD, many of them. And they were all dressed up in their regalia, by the way. And I'm not going to say why and where. Some people understand the story, but we're sitting there, and I'm talking to them. I'm standing next to them. And I said, you know, you don't mind if I have, you know, I've got my weapon with me and all that. And they go, no. And they're like all over the place. I said, I hear these stories. I can't go to San Francisco with my CCW because they'll arrest me. And they all looked at me with big red, their eyes just wide open. And they said, no, we want you to come to San Francisco. Bring your gun. We know you'll have our back. I said, absolutely, we'll have your back. And but it was very interesting because later in the conversation, they alluded to this little tete-a-tete where they have no support from up top. You know, if you're a cop and you have no support from up top, you're in trouble. I mean, really, seriously. You know, and this is what's going on in California. The criminals have more rights than the police officers. And so, and then sometimes you get, you know, the police officers who think they have more rights than everybody else, and then, you know, like Villanueva. Violating your rights, like the woman who is talking on the beginning of the hour here. It's really, that's why I say, when you talk to the beat officers, you know, I've heard other people talk about this too. That was my first opportunity to talk to police officers in San Francisco. Now, I've had several other conversations with them, with a couple of them, and they've, you know, they just say it's really tough out on the streets. And, of course, it's tough when you're trying to keep the peace when the peace is being stolen from you right in front of you. And, you know, like one of the things here in California, they've written so many laws that are unlawful, allowing misdemeanors to be, you know, go up to $950 before a felony kicks in. And you only get a ticket or a citation. And now what you have is you have open looting in stores. Open looting. And in other words, people can come in. And this is the reason that they do this. People, because of Proposition 47 in California, which was supposed to have expired, I think, in 2018, and in 2016, they upped it to 2024, I think. They actually passed a law, hurried it through, of course. California can do that. You can introduce a bill in the morning, and by the end of the day, the bill's already gone through the Assembly and the Senate, and then on the governor's desk. You can do that in California because you have an 11-month legislature. Yeah, I mean, this is how dictatorship works and how communism works and how the communists now, both, you know, the Republican and the Democratic Party have embraced communism on the California side. They've just embraced it. They just rolled over. Nothing they can do to change anything. Might as well just go with the flow, right, and be a communist with everybody else, comrades. And that's what you have in California. I mean, that's why we have it's so weird out here, right? Because they can legislate bills 11 months out of every year. Every year. Imagine that. We get 1 month respite per year from the overregulation. But then you got the bureaucracies that they've created, and they just regulate all the time. You blink an eye. Hey, you better learn how to keep your eyes closed, so because every time you blink, we're going to fine you. You think that's far-fetched? That's the kind of stuff that happens out here. This is what communism is like. That's why people are fleeing the state. Except those of us that are standing our ground, because we're going to change it. Because we're not communists. No, we're Americans. So they've met their match, basically. So that's what's changing. But I want to get back to the legislators. They've just rolled over. So they have this legislative cycle that can just go on and on and on. They just roll over, ignore it. And pretty soon they're on the side of those taking away your rights. That's what we have. It's a progression that's gone on. Communism has settled in, and that's why you have people like Villanueva. I'm sorry, I didn't even get back to that. Villanueva, it's a national name, I guess, whatever that word is. I've never heard that word. From any of the numerous places named Villanueva from Spanish villa. Aha. Outlying farmstead, independent settlement, plus Nueva, meaning the feminine for new. Aha, the Latin is noval. Get it, so feminine is Nueva, not Nuevo, Nueva, which would not be the feminine, which would be the masculine, of course, like pendejo, right? Now, those of you Espanol understand what I just did there. I'm just saying it. I'm not saying he's a pendejo. I'm saying he's a Villanueva. That's his last name. So now you know what it means. It means the new settlement, outlying. Well, let's see, you got an outlier there. But it doesn't mean he's a villain. I want to make that very clear. He's not, well, his name doesn't mean villain, even though it's got villain in it, but it doesn't have a second N. I have no idea why I'm talking like this, but I think I make the point that when the sheriff is becoming on the other team, and you have all these people stealing openly in stores, openly, you know you've got some real problems in the state. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Well, well, well. Oh, we got something now playing here. Let me check this one out. This one is FBI firearms background checks. This is kind of an interesting story because what I'm looking at here, this is off of Fox News, and I'm going to play this here for you. Here we go.
Those commonly spike around disasters like hurricanes or after terrorist attacks, and it appears that's no different during this coronavirus pandemic. Firearm background checks, we're told, are way up compared to 1 year ago, that according to the FBI. Last month, the Bureau conducted more than 2.8 million checks. In the same time, though, last year, that number was about 2 million. Law enforcement officers are concerned that panic buying could lead to more tragedy.
What we're trying to discourage is panic gun buying. That is a worst-case scenario because you have now a bunch of people that are normally not all crammed into a house confined together, and at some point in time, when tempers start flaring...
This is Villanueva. You guys can't control your tempers. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying about the justification for this, but he's had to reverse himself, right? This is his little press conference. Alex Villanueva, pendejo.
People that are unfamiliar with a new handgun, the new shiny toy, we're going to expect to see an increase in domestic violence with a tragic results.
Well, Bernard,
okay, let's shake this one out. Hey, buddy, how about taking care of your own county business with the real criminals out on the street? Oh, the ones that you let out. No domestic violence going on there? No, it's just out on the streets where they're just wantonly getting a hold of illegal guns and killing people. But we got to worry about all these legalized people, all these people that know and abide by the laws because, you know, they're the problem. Not the criminal that I just let out of prison for. Not this crazy law that allows them to go in and pilfer and steal. Right? And do property damage. Oh, yeah. We don't have to worry about that one, huh? Pendejo.
Zipporah joins us. He's a retired ATF special agent in charge, also a faculty associate at Arizona State University. Bernardo, we just heard panic buying, fear. Look, fear is understandable. It is driving more gun sales, but is that wise?
Hi, Eric. Thank you for having me. Unfortunately, the metrics demonstrate that en masse firearms and ammunition hoarding, the outcome usually is people with no firearms training, no safety experience, and no general knowledge about firearm danger. There will be accidental discharges. There will be an increase in suicide. Additionally, most people don't realize that they are not going to be able to return this merchandise once they start to feel normalcy or safe. They're stuck with it. And some people spend a lot of money buying this equipment, and then they have it. And so what ends up happening in the longer term is that material ends up into the gray market.
Ah, see,
how about
the gray market? This is what they're saying. This is what it ends up in the gray market. Really, I don't know. It ends up in the maybe because it ends up in the gray market because people steal the guns.
Those who say, "Look, it's the only way that I know I can protect my house." You know, I don't know if the police are going to come. I don't know what the social structure, infrastructure will be like. I need a weapon, you know, protect my loved ones and my family and my property.
Absolutely. And it's an understandable reaction. Our Supreme Court has spoke to the Second Amendment, but it's also the responsibility of every single person that is going to possess a firearm to get some modicum of training.
Now, that's true. That is absolutely true. You have to get training. You have to know how to use your gun. I say we start gun training with children, maybe in the third grade. We teach them about their Second Amendment right, and we also teach them about guns and gun safety. And they learn gun safety all the way through school. Now, that's an answer to a problem, isn't it? Maybe that's what the answer to his beginning comments were.
And the safe handling, the safe storage. Because unfortunately, our number one and two firearms death in the United States are accidental discharge, oftentimes by children, and suicide.
Here's what one of the gun organizations talks about, Coalition Against Gun Violence, saying, quote, "The consequence of these panic-induced purchases in response to COVID-19 could be a tragic increase of preventable gun deaths for the loved ones these individuals are trying to protect. While it is understandable to seek what you feel can be protection in the times of upheaval, we must acknowledge the risk that bringing guns into the home pose and take all appropriate measures to mitigate that risk." That's a Coalition Against Gun Violence. Echoing what you're saying, so let's say you're a new gun owner. You can't go out of your house and get lessons. You've never taken lessons before. You just bought one and brought it home. What do? You lock it up without the ammunition in a safe so the kids can't get it. You put the ammunition someplace else. You know, what steps would you suggest to our viewers right now who may, to dad who may have just brought a gun home who basically has no training or experience at all?
Well, it starts at the retail level because the federal firearms licensee is a very responsible industry, and they will demonstrate and show safe handling and operation to anybody that purchases a firearm from them. If they're going to a firearms retailer, they can get the basic training and understanding without even firing the weapon there, and that's really important to have that. Secondly, I'd also add that
and in terms
people
of-
have to assume – oh, I'm sorry, Eric, go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry, we have a bit of a delay because of the new technology we're working with. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, I would say also that people have to understand, and this goes with law enforcement officers. It's something the military spends a tremendous amount of training doctrine on, is that the finger never goes on the trigger unless one is going to shoot the weapon.
Yep. That's that's pretty good reporting. I agree with that part of it. Here's the deal. The reason why people go out and buy guns at a moment like this, remember during the Obama administration with all the threat? Obama was the best gun salesman around because people were fearing for the loss of liberty. And guess what? With this coronavirus hoax, people are fearing for the loss of their liberty. Shocking that they would go out and buy guns and exercise their Second Amendment right. It's not a shock at all. It's an expectation of an American.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing
nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
So, let's see, New Jersey. Governor Phil Murphy said Monday that gun stores will be able to stay open during the coronavirus pandemic. Let me read that again, our style. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said Monday that gun stores will be able to stay open during the coronavirus hoax demic, changing their status in the Golden State to essential business amid the outbreak. Yeah, Second Amendment's essential business. Just like the First Amendment's essential business, right? Freedom of religion. DHS guidelines advise state to let gun stores stay open during amid coronavirus. See, the thing is, sometimes U.S. Marshals, when they show up in your office, man, that's just not a good scene. You know, they have jurisdiction 200 miles out to the ocean. Did you know that? Isn't that amazing? Shocking. 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 Absolutely shocking out there. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We got a lot of stuff to cover here in the next hour. So we're going to talk about Nancy Pelosi. Shocking. I know you love that one. You don't want to miss that talk, right? And other things. Yeah, we got all that to talk about. New California, of course, and what's going on there. And I'm sorry, I'm slipping back into that First Amendment business. You know, essential services. Churches are essential services and should remain open. Don't you think? In any place where you want to speak and assemble and have freedom of the press and then to grieve, those are essential services too. Every element in the First Amendment is an essential service. Apparently, we just don't understand that now, do we? You have God-given rights, ladies and gentlemen. And the last time I checked, when I have a God-given right, it's an essential service. I think I want to stand alongside that service rather than the self-made government service. That's the way it works, guys. And if we don't stand alongside the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and all the bills of rights, we'll lose them. That's why it's important to demand your essential services. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.